for Ag Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
And it is all about integrity.
That's Charlie Arnott with the Center for Food Integrity.
The Center for Food Integrity is a nonprofit organization dedicated to building trust in food, making sure that we talk about our values, that we give consumers information, and we provide feedback to the food system to make sure that what we're doing is aligned with consumer expectations.
He says the relationship between farmers and ranchers and consumers is more important now than ever before.
One of the things that we've discovered over the last several years is how important transparency is in building trust with consumers. As we've continued to get larger and become more integrated, what we've discovered is it makes consumers less comfortable about who we are and what we do. They tell us they really like farmers, they're just not sure they like farming. And so transparency is one way we can overcome that bias by being more open and candid about who we are and what we do. So we've been looking at transparency for quite some time, both qualitatively and quantitatively. And I think collectively, the food system is recognizing that transparency truly is one of those key elements in building trust. And we're trying to make sure that what we do is provide information that's research-based so that whether you're a farmer, a food processor, restaurant, or retailer, you better understand what it takes for transparency to truly build trust.
He says with transparency comes responsibility.
Whether it's animal welfare or the environment, they're giving primary responsibility to food companies, which means farmers should begin to anticipate that food companies will expect more from them in terms of transparency.
What do consumers care about the most?
And are those that have a direct impact on them or their family. Food safety, impact of diet on health, those kinds of issues are primarily of interest to consumers. And then they have a secondary level of concern about things like animal well-being, impact on the environment, et cetera. But it's really those issues that they have and concerns they have about what happens to them and their families that really drive the primary concern.
Charlie Arnott is the CEO for the Center for Food Integrity. And now let's talk hides with Patrick Cavanaugh.
Well, Bill, red hide versus black hide. Black is always better, it seems.
The hide shouldn't matter, but it does.
That's Brian Chisholm. He's executive director of the American Black Hereford Association, based at Bowling Green, Kentucky. He's speaking about that disconnect. Red hide does not mean as good of a cow as black hide. The purpose of the breed, according to its founder, John Gage, was to eliminate the red baldy calves in a Hereford-Angus crossbreeding program. In the past, black baldy calves have topped the market at sale barns, while red baldies of the same cow herd are culled off and sold at a discount. The benefit of using black Herefords is to obtain Hereford heterosis without the financial disadvantage of Hereford discounts. Brian Chisholm.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, like we said earlier, you know, the hide shouldn't matter, but it does. When you're selling your animals, the market wants a black-hided animal. So, you know, anybody with animals, and you know, they're going to try to do that to, you know, to have the top dollar and put the most money in their pocket. Because we all know, at the end of the day, you got to pay the bills and feed the family.
And the Angus part of that breed does give some advantages, such as lighter birth weights, good growth, and outstanding carcasses.
There's lots of perks from both sides, and we're trying to capitalize on that to make a great product.
That's Brian Chisholm with the American Black Hereford Association.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Diamond Awards recognize Taiwanese restaurants serving quality U.S. beef. The first U.S. Meat Export Federation Diamond Plus Precious Gourmet Selection Award ceremony, funded by the Beef Checkoff Program, honored 27 restaurants that demonstrated the spirit of dependable and faithful partners who support U.S. beef products and promise to provide high-quality U.S. beef cuisine to Taiwanese consumers. And those restaurants are surely up to it. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.